In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
A shot on Elo. Good! The Bulls win it!
You know what time it is.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic.
Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James with the rejection!
Holy cow! Oh my God! I don't believe it! It just continues!
Last minute mock draft episode here on the Sports Hour. This is Mitchmo.
And this is Dallin. Essentially, in this scenario, Mitch, I think I'm Mel Kiper and you're Todd McShay, right? And
I'd much rather be Todd McShay than Mel Kiper. So
why do you say that?
I hate Mel Kiper.
Wait, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, you hate him?
Oh, dude, he's annoying as shit.
He's kind of weird. I like him. He's quirky.
Yeah. Actually, I like Daniel Jeremiah both of them, but
okay, all right,
that's okay.
Anywho, guys, yes, as Mitch said to start off this pod, this is a last minute NFL draft episode for you. We have had this in the works for a minute, but just today, a few hours ago, we decided that we were going to do this as a mock draft, and we were going to draft the entire first round. And just kind of see how it goes and use it as a way to talk about players. We're going to be doing this based on what we would do if we were the team, not what we think they will do, because that's way too hard to guess. Basically, if I was this team picking at this spot and these are the players left, this is who I'm picking. So with that being said, that's how we're going to do it. 1 through 32 in the first round. There's no trades, which is obviously a hallmark of mock drafts, but there are always trades, and there will be teams picking in different places come next Thursday, but we're going to do it no trades, just as is. This is Wednesday night, the 17th, so trades haven't happened yet that we know of. So if it happens before this episode's posted, we're doing this based on what we know as of this date.
Right.
So is that enough pretenses before we can get into
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I was just going to give an example of the trade thing that we're talking about here. So pick five. It's to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Probably a pretty popular trade down spot if a team wants to move up to go get a quarterback. But in this scenario, there is no trading down picks. Where you are at is where you're picking. So that's just kind of to give an example of what we're talking about as far as trades and how we're going to format this mock draft.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty easy. So we're just going to get into this dang thing, guys, and we're just going to see how it goes.
We're going to see what happens, man.
We have decided Mitch is going to get the number one pick. We're going to go odds evens throughout this whole thing. So Mitch, number one, Arizona.
I'm on the clock?
You're on the clock, bro. Let's go.
Oh, God. All right. Roger Goodell has announced that we're on the clock. If I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I am thinking this is tough. I better not blow this number one overall pick, right?
This could set your franchise forward or back for the next decade, Mitch.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, boy. Now the pressure's on. Now I'm thinking. You know what? The quarterback position is not as important, I think, in Arizona, because Josh Rosen has only 1 year under his belt, that he still has a lot to prove. The defense needs rebolstering. So at number one, I'm going to go Nick Bosa here.
Oh, okay.
I think that Nick Bosa is the most talented player in this draft at his given position. He's an edge guy. You could stand him up. You could put him in a 3-point stance and play him as an outside linebacker, defensive end type spot. He has enough space to play both positions. Very Khalil Mack like in that sense. And I think that if I were the Arizona Cardinals, I'm giving Josh Rosen one more year to do it, and I'm going to go get the cornerstone of a defense and go get Nick Bosa.
Okay. I mean, the easiest thing with Bosa is to just look at his brother, Joey, because they're basically the exact same player. In fact, even body types, moves, the way that everything, they're basically the same guy.
Oh,
and Joey Bosa is great.
Yeah, and their hand moves that they do at the defensive line are exactly the same.
Yeah, so obviously you look at Joey Bosa. Are the Chargers happy with him at three? They were absolutely happy with him as a third pick, so I think you got to be happy with Bosa. Here's what I will say, Mitch. You have the number one pick. You can pick whoever you want. I don't think there's any way in hell Kyler Murray is not the number one pick. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that Arizona is the team picking him. I think it's very possible that they are trying to play other teams into trading up to number one to take Kyler if they aren't intending to take him themselves. So, you know, that being said, I think Kyler's the number one pick, whether it's the Cardinals or somebody else. But I respect that Bosa is, to me, the best player in this draft.
Well, and don't get me wrong. I think Arizona will pick Kyler Murray.
Okay.
But if I'm correct,
but if you
this
were
mock
Arizona,
draft,
right, but
if I was Arizona, who would Bosa. I pick? And I would pick Nick
okay.
Bosa.
All right. I like it, Mitch.
I'm
all for it.
You want to know who my number two was?
Who?
Just out of, because their next best need is probably interior defensive line. It'd probably be Quinnen Williams.
Okay.
So if they were at the two, that's where I would go. But
yeah.
Nick Bosa, number one
okay.
overall.
All right, well, you've put me in a predicament at San Francisco, because if I'm the actual Niners, I'm just kind of penciling in Bosa as, like, my guaranteed number two. Now I got to think about things. What I will do, though, is go here. I was going to go Bosa at number two, edge rush. You know, they have DeForest Buckner in the middle. They need some guys on the edge to pair with Dee Ford. I'm going to pick Josh Allen, kind of as hybrid outside linebacker, edge rusher. I think he'd fit well in San Francisco and, you know, is the second best edge rusher in this draft behind Bosa. So if you can't get Bosa, Josh Allen, that's the guy I'm going for out of Kentucky.
I love that pick. I actually really love that pick. You're right. He is the next best guy. And honestly, I put him 1A, 1B because I feel like if you don't get one, you should be perfectly happy with getting the other.
Yeah.
Because they're both equally talented, as talented of players. So now I'm sitting number three. I'm the New York Jets. And my guy's still there. You know, interior defensive line is a big need for the Jets. The best guy available is still there at number three. I'm going to go Ed Oliver out of Houston.
Oh, no Quinnen Williams, Mitch.
No, because I feel like Quinnen Williams would drop to four. Can we cut that out? Sorry.
Yeah, I
wanted Quinnen Williams there.
Okay.
But.
All right. You're fine. Well, we'll just. Yeah. Well, you basically can do everything up to the point where you said Oliver. Because the way you described the player, I thought you were talking about Quinnen Williams. So you don't have to cut any of that out.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're good.
So my guy's still there. I'm going to go Quinnen Williams at number three.
All right. That's basically the spot he's been projected at most. I did a little mock draft exercise to kind of get my juices flowing. Pause.
okay.
And sorry, that was weird. And I actually had Quinnen Williams dropping just with the way that I thought it would all shake out.
Really?
But based on this scenario, I think Quinnen Williams at three is probably where I would have gone if that was the Jets too. Now,
I mean, and just one more thing to add in Quinnen Williams. He's going to be playing under Greg Williams, who coached Aaron Donald. So,
little
side piece there.
Yeah.
Little side piece there.
Yeah, absolutely. I like it, Mitch. Okay, so now I'm the Oakland Raiders. And I'm at number four. Whew. Okay, guys, this is going to be real controversial. I have two guys I'm looking at if I'm the Oakland Raiders at number four. Kyler Murray is still on the board. So with Bosa, Allen, and Williams gone, I was hoping to get at least one of those three guys. Kyler's still here. So I'm going to think about Kyler here. Okay? I'm going to think about Kyler. Number four pick, you know, Derek Carr. We don't really know, you know, how much Gruden really loves him. First season was okay. I'm also looking at a guy by the name of Devin White as a linebacker who I really, really like, who I think has the real potential to be the best player out of this draft. I'm very high on Devin White. But I am going to go, if I'm the Oakland Raiders, I go with Kyler Murray.
Okay.
I go Kyler Murray at number four because I didn't expect him to drop this far. He's an exciting talent, somebody you can bring into Vegas with, pair him with Antonio Brown as the face of your franchise. That feels pretty good at number four.
I would agree. I mean, he slipped further than other people were than where he was projected to go. So, why not? Why not take Kyler Murray at number four? I like that pick. I like it a lot. All right, so now I'm sitting at number five with the Bucks. God, they need help on defense, man. That linebacker edge type guy. But you got to look at the best available here too, right?
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of good cornerbacks that are going in the top 15, but there's some pretty good interior linemen, offensive linemen, that are going in that top 10. I think at number five, if Josh Allen's gone, Nick Bosa's gone, I think I'm going to go Jonah Williams at number five.
Okay, so the tackle, offensive tackle.
Offensive guard out of Alabama.
I like it, Mitch. I think he's a very talented player. You know, there's a question of whether he'll play tackle, guard, maybe he could play both. But Tampa Bay needs a lot of help, and the offensive line could surely use some help. So I like that pick. I think that's actually a smart pick.
Yeah, that's one of their big needs, and it's too, you cannot reach for a guy just because based on your needs, right? You have to look maybe secondary, even tertiary needs if the right guy is there available. Ooh, and they
tertiary.
Need interior. Yeah, that's a fancy word, isn't it?
I like
that. And they need interior offensive line. And I feel like Jonah Williams is a talented enough guy to take in the top five. I think in Daniel Jeremiah's 3.0 draft, they had him slipping down to 8 to Detroit. But if he's available there at 5 based on who we would pick, Tampa Bay has to take him there.
Okay. All right. I am with it. Okay. I have to be the Giants at number 6. This is not a good predicament for me. You have to draft a quarterback. As much as I don't want to pick Haskins at number 6, if I'm the Giants, I have to pick a quarterback. So I have to pick Dwayne Haskins.
All right.
There's a lot of great players. I love Devin White. I love Montez Sweat. Either of those players would be great in New York. But I have to pick a quarterback. I can't not pick a quarterback with this number 6 pick. You cannot do that if you're the Giants. So I have to pick Haskins. And I don't even like that, Mitch.
I wouldn't like it either.
But I'm kind of bound at this point. I mean, how did the Giants get out of the top 10 this year and not have picked a quarterback? I mean, there's just... They failed at that last year and picked Saquon at number 2 when they should have picked a quarterback, and they can't do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
That's it, yeah.
They took Kyle Lauletta, but like, that's not reliable enough.
No, but
right?
and they can't wait till the second round to get it. They have a top 10 pick. They need to find the replacement to Eli Manning, and you can't rely on third, fourth, fifth round picks to do that. It has to be a guy at number 6 or trading up to get somebody like Kyler, and I think it's going to be Dwayne Haskins. So Dwayne Haskins at 6, that's what I got.
All right.
Boring pick for the Giants. Okay, Mitch, you're hanging out in the swamps of Jacksonville. What are
the
you doing?
The swamps of Jacksonville. Man, we haven't said that in a while. I miss that
one. I know.
One.
I love it.
It's a great one. Look, so the Jags are sitting at a very unique spot here. Number 7. There's a lot of good guys left on the board here. The two top edge guys are gone, and I don't think there's a whole lot of edge guys that you could really go get for until, you know, outside of the top 10. They really need the help at offensive tackle. And they really need the quarterback help. Nick Foles just got signed there. Now, is he going to be a reliable quarterback? That's yet to be seen. So you could go Daniel Jones here at 7 out of Duke. Or you could go the offensive tackle route and go get Juwan Taylor out of Florida, which That's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go Juwan Taylor, offensive tackle out of Florida.
Yeah, I think that's the right move. I think that's the move they're likely to make. Most mock drafts have them picking Taylor there. I mean, it makes sense. You get a quarterback, you protect him with a tackle. I mean, that makes sense. That's the smart move.
It makes sense, yeah.
And I hope they do it for their sake, you know.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, you got the number eight.
I'm at number eight. And two of my favorite players, Devin White and Montez Sweat, are still available. Now, if I'm Detroit and Devin White has fallen this far to me at number eight, there's no way on God's green earth I'm not picking him. They need a leader on the defensive side of the field. That's what Devin White will be. This is how high I am on Devin White. I look at Devin White and I think that he has the potential to be a Luke Kuechly type player. Like, wow. A franchise cornerstone, lock him in for Pro Bowls. He's going to hold down a defense for a long time to come. That's
high
at.
Praises, Dallin. That's
and,
high
you
praises.
You know that because I'm a Panthers fan and I absolutely adore Luke Kuechly, but that's what I look at when I see Devin White. So to me, if I'm a team in the top 10 and I have a chance at him, I am, even if, you know, I'm number two or three, I'm really considering it. But so if he falls to Detroit at eight, there's no way I'm not taking him. So yeah, Devin White to Detroit, and they're going to get a hell of a player if they get him.
That's interesting. I'm also looking at Devin White's inside the top 10 in a lot of mock drafts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most commonly going to Denver at 10.
And I've seen Tampa Bay at 5 as a possibility as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good pick. I like that pick a lot. So Devin White to Detroit. Sorry, I got to write this down.
You're good. I'm writing these down as well so we can keep track of it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So I got Buffalo at number 9. What a shitty pick to have, Buffalo. I mean, you're in the 9 spot. You're going to get a good guy. I think you're going to get a good rookie here. But this is a really prime spot for this to bust. I feel like 9's a really common spot for guys to bust. But I think that you're going to get a pretty for sure guy since he has fallen so far to 9. I'm going to take Ed Oliver out of Houston as a defensive tackle for the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, yeah. You know, I think Ed Oliver has a lot of potential. I mean, he was looked at going into the season as like a top 5 pick, has kind of fallen off with that. If Buffalo is able to add him to that defense, I really like that pickup. I think that'd be a very good move.
I really like his style of play, too. He's very, he's pretty agile for a guy his size. So.
Yeah. He's similar, and I don't want to make this comparison. It's kind of been made, but very lightly, and I think it should be made lightly. But Aaron Donald-esque, like as far as body type, the way that he plays is Aaron Donald-esque.
And that's exactly why I didn't say it, because it has to be made lightly, Aaron Donald is so good.
Right,
so.
And and they're not the same player, and Ed Oliver's not going to be as good as Aaron Donald, but he is that type of player and can still be a very, very good player, I think. So
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Buffalo getting him at 9. I like that a lot, Mitch. All right, number 10, Denver. Here is my dilemma, Mitch. How much do I believe in Joe Flacco?
Oh, you can't put a whole lot of faith there. You can't.
Yep.
Right? You can't.
I don't think so. Okay, so and then this is the question, if I'm John Elway, how much do I love Drew Locke or Daniel Jones? Enough to take them at 10. I say no. I'm going to go with the smart pick, the pick they should make, a pick that would be an ideal in my head if I'm Denver, and that's TJ Hockenson at tight end.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Listen, Joe Flacco loves tight ends. A solid tight end can do you no wrong in the NFL today, and Hockenson is definitely that. So to me, this is a no-brainer move if he's the one that's available.
Well, Dallin, if you... there's any consolation out of this, you just stole my pick for the 11th pick. So,
yeah. Well, it's okay. You've stolen a few of mine.
I was really hoping you wouldn't, because I was like, oh, okay, I got him. I got him at 11. But, all right, we got to look at Cincinnati here at 11. They need a linebacker. They need an offensive tackle. They need a tight end. I feel like if you're well, it's not too far of a reach to get this guy. It's a little bit of a reach to go get Dillard. You know, I'm going to go Devin Bush out of Michigan.
Okay.
The linebacker to Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think if Devin White is there, Cincinnati's really happy with that. Devin Bush is also a very, very good player. So getting him at 11, I don't think is that bad at all if you're Cincinnati.
No, very, very good player. And, you know, honestly, they need to that Cincinnati defense has been very, very good for a long time, and they've had some down years. And it's time that they rebuild the defensive side of the ball even before they go get a quarterback, because I think Andy Dalton's still serviceable. So
I agree.
Go get the linebacker, go start rebuilding the defense, and get it started with Devin Bush at the 11th.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'm sitting at 12, Green Bay. Green Bay, an interesting spot.
Don't get this wrong. You're going to piss Jordan Fox off.
I have an interesting pick here. I have a guy I'm very high on. The one thing I will say is with the 12th pick in the draft, Green Bay has to acquire a weapon for Aaron Rodgers. That is the goal here. Don't do anything else except for acquire him a weapon, albeit tight end, wide receiver, you know, depending on how the draft falls. TJ Hockenson would be great. Does he get to 12? I don't think so. So here's what I'm doing at number 12. I'm picking Marquise Hollywood Brown from Oklahoma.
Wow.
I think Marquise Brown is the best wide receiver in the draft. He has had injury issues, which is why he has fallen. If he's healthy, he's a top 10 pick. So for me at 12, I'm happy getting Marquise Brown.
Okay.
Lightning fast player. I mean, he is incredible. And it would be a lot of fun to see Aaron Rodgers throw him the ball every Sunday.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. I got the Dolphins at 13. Number 13. Lucky number 13. I think they take the shot on the quarterback here. I think you have to. I'm going to go Drew Lock at 13 to Miami.
Okay. All right. You know, I think if I'm Miami, I think they're waiting. I don't think they take a quarterback this year, but they have all the reason to. So I totally feel the Drew Lock pick, Mitch. I totally feel it.
And you know what? That could easily be replaced with Daniel Jones. I think it just depends on who you're higher on.
Yeah.
But I like Drew Lock a little bit better than Daniel Jones. So
I think most people see Lock as the third quarterback in this draft. I don't see many people that have Daniel Jones ahead of him. I don't know. Yeah, I would be interested to see Daniel Jones go this high. I don't think there's a chance Daniel Jones goes before like 17.
I know. Well, no, but I think based on our draft right now, I think that's the best guy for Miami to go get.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No, I feel it. Okay, so I'm Atlanta.
You're Atlanta.
At 14. Who do I go with? This is a guy that's been projected to them. Interior defensive line is kind of probably where they're looking at here. And this is a guy that's projected on a lot of mock drafts. And I'm not going to change it and pretend like I know any better than them. I'm going to go Christian Wilkins at defensive tackle here. Like I said, a guy who's been mocked to him in a lot of mock drafts. And so I don't see any reason why he doesn't go there. Another guy to possibly look at is Dexter Lawrence, who I have going, you know, projected, I guess, a few picks later. A solid guy. One of those two ending up in Atlanta, I think, is pretty likely.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I got the Redskins at 15. And that secondary is pretty weak. I think they go ahead and make a reach here. And I'm going to go with Greedy Williams to Washington.
Oh, cornerback from LSU. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty high for a corner. I mean, 15, I mean, right now, is far, based on where cornerbacks are projected, at least DBs in general, that's pretty high in the first round.
It is very high. I mean,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
And like I said, there's not a whole lot of secondary guys that are projected to go very high in this draft, but Greedy Williams, I think, has the talent to go be picked fairly high. So, and you know, Washington's defense was, even though they were pretty good last year, statistically speaking, the secondary needs help. They need a good young piece there, and so I'm going to go Greedy Williams.
I like it, Mitch. I like it. Mitch, we've come to my pick.
Your pick, yes.
The Carolina Panthers.
This is the only reason you decided you wanted to pick even picks.
Yeah, just so I could pick for the Panthers. Yes. And Mitch, in fact, this has worked out exactly how I hope it works out next Thursday. This is exactly the scenario I hoped would happen with the Panthers at 16. And that is, we get to pick Montez Sweat out of Texas A&M.
Oh, that's not the guy who I thought you were going with.
He is projected in the top. He was initially, before the combine, you know, he was a very common mock draft to the Panthers. Then had a great combine, and all of a sudden he was a top 10 pick. You know, Tampa Bay, Detroit, Buffalo, Denver, all kind of had him projected. So if he gets to fall to 16, that is, to me, that's like, holy cow, we won this thing. Like, that is a great pick. So they're going edge here, whether it's Montez Sweat, Rashawn Gary, Clelin Ferrell, Brian Burns, whichever one of those guys, is going to end up in a Panthers jersey. I don't think there's any way they don't go edge rusher here. So Montez Sweat to me is like ideal scenario.
That's a great pick. That's a great pick at 16. But this also makes my pick at 17 with the Giants a heck of a lot easier, because we need help on the, if I'm the Giants, we are needing help on the offensive line. So I'm going Andre Dillard, offensive tackle out of Washington State.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I mean, one of the highest, top three rated offensive tackle going into this draft. And he's going 17 overall to the Giants.
I like it, Mitch. I like it. So they get the quarterback and then they get him an offensive lineman. I like that. I like pairing those guys up. That's great.
Yo, absolutely.
All right. Well, you've put me in a difficult situation at Minnesota. Minnesota most likely taking an offensive lineman here, but Jonah Williams, Andre Dillard, both gone already. I think if I'm Minnesota, then I may be reaching a little bit, but I'm going to go Cody Ford out of Oklahoma.
Mm.
Guard, tackle type. Probably will move into guard, is going to be a solid offensive lineman, a place there, a need they're already looking at. And so I had him going a little farther down, but I think with, you know, Dillard and Williams being gone and Taylor being gone already, yeah, I think I'm going to go Cody Ford at 18.
That's interesting. I personally wouldn't have gone there. I would have gone the offensive line route, but I would have gone to a different guy.
Who would you have gone to?
Garrett Bradbury, a center out of North Carolina State.
I really like him.
Yeah, that's probably where I would have gone. It's that interior guy. Get a good mind in the center of that line. That's probably where I would have gone.
Okay, all right.
With all Minnesota. Right. But Cody Ford's a great pick. I mean, a very good pick. Tennessee at 19. Let's edge, interior offensive lineman, wide receiver. Man. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Ooh, I don't even know where to go. Now I'm stumped. I'm going to go Garrett Bradbury here. I'm going to go Garrett Bradbury. Just because I think there's so much talent and so much football IQ available from him, that you have to go get this guy. And he's already fallen further than I thought he would. Obviously, they had him at 18 in Daniel Jeremiah's draft, but I feel like this is a guy that could go a lot higher, even above Andre Dillard, even above all those other guys that we have listed already. I think that he could go a lot higher, and I feel like it would be a total steal for Tennessee to pick him up at 19.
All right, yeah. I mean, I think he's a great player. I have him going late first round. More so, but I think he's like definitely a top 20 talent. That's probably the one offensive lineman that if the Panthers didn't go edge and went offensive line and picked Bradbury, I would not be upset because I really, really like him.
Yeah.
But they also need to go edge. So I just hope they just do that. I wouldn't be like really upset about that. Okay, so what a great point in the draft, Mitch, when we had three offensive linemen taken in a row. I mean, this is when it's really getting riveting.
Offensive linemen make or break offensive teams.
They absolutely do.
They make or break an entire football team sometimes. So
they absolutely have to
solidify the front five. Go get those hogs. Go get those hogs.
Yeah, the hog mollies. Okay, all right. I'm at number 20. I'm Pittsburgh. I was looking at Greedy Williams as the first corner off the board. Greedy goes to Washington at 15, so now I'm at 20. I'm still looking in the secondary. I'm still looking at the cornerback position, but I'm going to go Byron Murphy out of Washington.
Wow.
I think he's the second best corner in the draft behind Greedy Williams. And so since my guy's gone, I'm going to go get Byron Murphy.
I love that pick. I'm thinking somewhere else, but I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, now you get the interesting one. I wanted to do Seattle, but now you've got Seattle.
I get Seattle.
What are you going to do with that?
Oh, boy. We could, this one's interesting. I'm thinking about their team needs. I'm like, yeah, this one's really, really interesting.
I've got a splash pick that I would love to see them make at this point in the draft. There's quite a few players I had in my top 20 still available. You have DK Metcalf still available, Rashawn Gary, Brian Burns, Farrell, Dexter Lawrence. No, wait, yeah, Dexter
Clelin
Lawrence.
Farrell's
yeah,
really,
all those guys available.
Clelin Farrell is really tempting. So is DK Metcalf. But if I'm thinking about, I'm so need-based. So, like, when I'm drafting, I'm so, like, focused on need, team need.
Right, right.
That sometimes it gets in the way. And I really want to take Jonathan Abraham out of Mississippi State.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's too far off. I don't think that's too far off of a pick at all.
Man, but I feel like DK would be a... Is DK a reach, though? Because you know
that's the fun one.
Because
that's the fun one. Because
you
I
know
mean,
he
I don't
could
know if
fall.
It's smart.
You know he could fall. So
I mean, right now I had him projected as a top 10 pick. I don't think there's a way he gets past 15. To be honest with you,
really,
I don't think he's a top 15 talent. But I just think he's going to get drafted as such. I think he's more in this late first round range. That's the fun one. Like, give Russell Wilson DK Metcalf's crazy body and athleticism and just kind of see what happens,
I
guess.
Even if I don't want DK, do I give him Noah Fant?
Oh, a tight end. Right, right. A very talented tight end at that.
A good red zone target and let Russell Wilson throw the ball from the 20-yard line in for once.
Or you could go offensive line, shore up some offensive line. You go
this
defensive
is such
line.
An interesting
I mean,
pick.
I know.
So interesting.
You got 10 seconds.
Okay, I got 10 seconds. Oh, you're Stock actually sticking. Doing a clock? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay, I just told you have 10.
I'm going to go off base need, and I'm going to go Jonathan Abram, the safety out of Mississippi State. I think they have to address that defensive need in the secondary, rebuild that Legion of Boom. They got to get it done in the secondary. I'm going to go Jonathan Abram.
I feel it. I think it's a great pick. Okay, Baltimore at 22.
I don't feel good about that one, though. Damn it.
There's a lot of ways to go.
Yeah.
I think that's a good pick. I think that's a good pick. If I'm Baltimore at 22, I need offensive weapons, especially in the wide receiver. I am elated that DK Metcalf fell this far to me, especially with him projected in a lot of places in the top 10. So I'm going DK Metcalf at 22 and putting him with Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
I love that because they need an offensive weapon. I think they go tight end, wide receiver here, maybe offensive line, depending on what's available. But if DK Metcalf sitting there at 22, I think they have to pull the trigger on that.
All right. I got the Texans. Let's see here. Offensive tackle into but Cody Ford is gone because you nabbed him kind of early. Damn it! I'm running out of guys, Dallin. I'm running out of guys here. You know what? I'm gonna go Chris Lindstrom. Offensive guard out of Boston College.
Okay.
Good makeup, very physical. Mike Mayock is looking to rebuild that offense, especially, I think, around Derek Carr based on our draft. Based on our draft, around Kyler Murray. So
Wait, you're talking about you're Houston at 23.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not Oakland, I'm Houston. Yeah, you're right. Houston. Chris Lindstrom. Sorry, we'll cut that off. We'll cut that
You're good,
off.
You're good. You can explain it differently, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
Gotta get Chris Lindstrom at number 23. Gotta get the quarterbacks some protection back there. Gotta get Deshaun Watson some protection. Gotta give him more time to throw the ball. Gonna open up a lot more opportunities with him and his receiver core. He's got a lot of talent. I like Chris Lindstrom here at 23.
Yeah, I think there's no way Houston doesn't pick an offensive lineman with how, I mean, Deshaun Watson, most sacked quarterback in the NFL last year. You
right.
have to protect that guy.
Right.
Especially because as a quarterback, physically, he's a smaller quarterback. He can't take the kind of hits that a Ben Roethlisberger or a Cam Newton could take. So they need to protect him even more than some other guys. So, yeah, I think they have to go offensive line here. I like Lindstrom. Another name I would look at here, if based on where our draft has gone, is Eric McCoy, who's a center guard type. I think is a possibility there. Well, but I like Lindstrom. I think it's a smart pick, Mitch.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Okay, I have my second Oakland pick. My first Oakland pick, I went with Kyler Murray, right? I am actually going to go, this is the same guy I had projected to them in my little mock earlier. I'm going to go Clelin Ferrell out of Clemson.
All right.
At 24. I think that's really good value at 24. They need edge rush help. So I think at either, you know, in one of their first round picks, they're getting an edge rush guy. So here it's at 24 and it's Clelin Ferrell.
Okay. 25. I got the Eagles. Let's take a look here.
One place that might be interesting for them. So I actually had Abrams projected to them. They're looking at safety, but now he's gone. I don't know if there's another safety with first round talent, but they're good on the edge, but they're also older at the edge. So this may be a spot with the way the draft has gone and quite a few edge rushers, good edge rushers still available, that they may go an edge rusher here, you know, because Chris Long, older. A lot of the defensive linemen are older guys. Brandon Graham, and I think he's 30. So, you know, maybe looking youth here might be the move.
You know, they need some help at the safety position. So I'm going to go Delaware, the safety. Love that pick, actually, there.
Well, Mitch, that makes me mad because that's the guy I hope the Panthers can get with their second round pick.
Okay.
In an ideal scenario. So if he goes first round, then, you know, that doesn't help me. But I think that's a smart pick. I don't know if he's a first round talent, but safety is a need. So I appreciate them, you know, just getting the need, doing what they got to do there.
Yeah.
All right. So I have the Indianapolis Colts at 26. Now, typically right here, I was looking at wide receiver, right? Trying to get more weapons for Andrew Luck. But now, with the way the draft has gone, I may be a little more hesitant on that because there's quite a few edge rushers and defensive linemen that I think are really good that are still available at 26. So I'm going to go with a guy who is a top 10 talent but didn't really have the production in college, and that's Rashawn Gary out of Michigan. Rashawn Gary was the number one recruit in his class in 2016. Number one in the entire nation. And just didn't produce at the level most people thought, but obviously has the talent. So I think if coached up, he can be one of the better edge rushers in this draft. And him falling to 26, I think if you're Indianapolis, you got to be really happy about that.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree. All right. So I got the Raiders at 27. I get one of your Raiders picks here, buddy.
You do. You know, I didn't get them all.
So you got your quarterback, you got your edge rusher. We're going to look quarterback, running back, linebacker. Are there anyone, is there anyone really? Yeah, we're going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to take Josh Jacobs here, running back out of Alabama.
Okay, okay. You know, I am actually very hesitant on taking any of these running backs in the first round.
Really?
I don't think Josh Jacobs is like the only one, but I don't really feel that strong about him. Enough over other guys where I think this is a really deep pool of first round talent. Not enough, like there's not a running back that makes me want to pick them over other guys. But I mean, he has been projected in the first round to quite a few teams, Eagles, Raiders, possibly some other places. So I could see it. I don't hate it, but to me, I'm not too high on these running backs.
I think it's at least a totally justified reach.
Yeah, for
sure.
If
you have a serious need at running back, and the Raiders and the Eagles both do.
Yeah.
So like,
yep.
I feel like that's a totally justified need, or just a justified reach because you have such a need at that position.
Absolutely. No, I 100% agree with you. I 100% agree. Okay, so that leaves me with number 28, which is the Los Angeles Chargers and their great powder blue. They just announced today that they are going with the powder blue as the homes, the official, like they're going to stick with them, which is great.
Best. I mean, it's the best home jersey in football now.
One of the best at the very least. Okay, so I'm looking interior defensive line. I had them projected to Jeffrey Simmons, but an even better player is available because he fell, and that's Dexter Lawrence. So at 28, I am elated that I got Dexter Lawrence.
All right. All right, at number 29, I got the Kansas City Chiefs. We're looking for edge. We're looking defense here. We're looking defense. We have to bolster that defense after the poor performance they put up last year. We're looking for the right guy available. I'm going to start by... Oh, well, now I don't know. Okay. We're going to solidify the edge here. I'm going to go get Brian Burns out of Florida State.
It's a very good pick. It's a very good pick. Also one I think you're really happy with. If that's how it all shakes out, I think you're really happy with that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the front seven in that defense was so bad last year for the Kansas City Chiefs. They had no pressure on the quarterback. And so to go get a young guy with some good physical ability and great size, 6'4", 249, and the ability to move on the edge. Got to go get a guy like Brian Burns. He's kind of falling in most drafts right now. I think he was projected as a top 16 pick at one point. But he's kind of fallen over the last few weeks. But I think this is a guy you could go steal late in the first round and be very pleased with picking.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. D Ford was basically the only production they had, and then obviously they traded him to the Niners. So, yeah, I mean, I think, I think you're spot on with that, Mitch. I think that's a great pick. All right, I'm sitting at number 30. I had this guy projected to Green Bay. A lot of people have him projected to Green Bay. They didn't get Hockenson at number 12. They went wide receiver, but they're stacking up the weapons for Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to take Noah Fant at number 30.
Gosh, dang it. That's my guy.
And that's great. If the Rams walk out of the first round with Marquise Hollywood Brown and Noah Fant, that's an A in my book. That's an A-plus grade
They did some things right, absolutely.
I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you can't ask for much more than that.
No, you can't. You did some things right in that draft, and so good for them doing that. Number 31, I got the Rams. Let's take a look here. Rams have not selected anyone else this draft, correct?
Nope. This is their
lone pick. And only pick. Okay.
Well, and here's the situation with the Rams. You know, they are a Super Bowl contender. So not a lot of needs in theory, you know. Offensive line is kind of, I think, where they're projected at most often. Maybe defensive line, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go say they take a flyer here. I'm going to go Oshane Ximenes out of Old Dominion.
Okay. All right.
Right now, he is listed as the 27th best prospect coming out of college, going into the draft. He's actually up 81 spots overall. Guy that is really impressed in his individual workouts. And so maybe a guy that sneaks into that first round, a guy that no one expects coming in. And with as talented of a team that LA has, let's go take a flyer in the first round and go see if you could nail a diamond in the rough here.
I mean, they are definitely a team that can afford, you know, if you're picking this late, this is the kind of team you can afford to take a flyer on a guy when you're obviously, you know, went to Super Bowl last year, a pretty good team. So, okay. All right.
I don't even know if I said his name right. I mean, it's...
Oshane Ximenes. They sounds right to me,
sounds
Mitch.
Right
I'm not going to I'm not gonna second guess you. All right. And then here I am. I'm the Patriots. I'm at number 32. This is an interesting spot, Mitch. To me, there's one pick that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. It's what I'm going to go with. It's Irv Smith Jr. out of Alabama.
Yeah.
A tight end to replace Rob Gronkowski. If Gronkowski doesn't retire, I think there's a few places that New England could go here. You know, obviously they're just much like the Rams. They were in a Super Bowl. They're a pretty good team, but a team with still some holes. They could use some defensive line, wide receiver help possibly. But to me, if they're sitting here, they got to take Irv Smith Jr.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to find the guy that goes, that's going to go replace Robert Gronkowski. And this guy's got a very similar makeup to him. So let's go get him and nail that down right off the bat.
Yeah, no, they should be pretty happy if that's the guy they end up with at 32. So, all right, Mitch, that's the entire first round. We just did a whole first round. Let's look back at this. There's a few players that I had getting picked in the first round that have slipped now to the second. I just want your thoughts maybe briefly on these guys. At least which one of these four players that I had do you think, you know, maybe is the most shocking that they lasted through the first round? So one was Eric McCoy, center guard type. A.J. Brown, wide receiver out of Ole Miss. DeAndre Baker, cornerback out of Georgia. And Jeffrey Simmons out of, I believe, Mississippi State. He's an interior defensive lineman. To me, the biggest... you know, name to not make, to not get picked in the first round is definitely DeAndre Baker, because there's not very many strong corners. And we only had two guys that got picked, Byron Murphy and Greedy Williams. And to me, that seems a little surprising that only two cornerbacks got picked. So I think Baker will get picked in the first round. But was there anybody that you like are shocked we didn't end up picking in this first round?
You know, not really. Everything seems about right. You know, if there is a guy, I will have to agree with you. DeAndre Baker is probably the guy that I'm probably most surprised didn't get picked. And that honestly, when I was taking Greedy Williams at number 15, that was the other guy I was looking at. So. Yeah. I felt like it was a little bit of a reach to go get Baker at that point. But in hindsight, when you really look at it, Greedy Williams has been trending down as far as draft boards go. DeAndre Baker has been trending upwards as far as draft boards go. So those guys could be easily flipped in the next couple days, next few days, as we get closer to the draft. So another guy that didn't get drafted that I thought would... is honestly Daniel Jones. I thought
yeah,
I honestly
three
honestly thought a fourth quarterback would go in the first round, and he didn't. And so there's plenty of teams with needs at quarterback, at least a backup quarterback or a guy to groom. And Daniel Jones didn't go. And so I thought that maybe that was a guy that might go that didn't.
Yeah, no, I was going to talk about that too. Yeah, three quarterbacks all within the first 13 picks. So Kyler at number 4 to Oakland, Haskins at 6 to the Giants, and then Drew Lock at 13. That seems about right to me. I don't think there are three first-round talented quarterbacks. I don't think Drew Lock should be a first-round pick, but I think that's the most likely scenario. I don't see a scenario where four quarterbacks get taken in the first round. I really don't. I don't think Daniel Jones or Will Greer or Ryan Finley or whoever it is you're looking at number 4, I don't think any of them are good enough to be first-round picks. So I think we drafted it pretty well. The fact that it only ended up with three, that seems right to me. That seems comfortable to me. And just kind of about where it should be, in all honesty.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a guy that I'm looking at that we didn't draft that I feel like could be drafted in the first round. That's N'Keal Harry. That I feel like could be drafted in a similar spot to DK Metcalf if a team wanted to take a chance on a receiver. That guy's had such an impressive showing post his collegiate playing career. And all the workouts, the NFL Combine, guys really showed up. And I feel like that's a guy that might be taken earlier than we anticipate in the draft next week. So,
yeah, no, I feel you. I think there's a lot of wide receivers, I think. That was another thing I want to talk about. We only drafted two wide receivers in the first round. I think the number is going to be way more than that. DK Metcalf. Marquise Brown, the only two that were picked. I think guys like A.J. Brown, like you mentioned, N'Keal Harry, Hakeem Butler out of Iowa State. There's a lot of guys I could see being first-round picks. The way our draft laid out, we only picked two of those guys. And at that, we picked three tight ends. So more tight ends go in the first round than wide receivers.
Well, and let's not forget...
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, because let's not forget Riley Ridley. I mean... Another great wide receiver out of Georgia. His brother is Calvin Ridley. So,
right.
Another great wide receiver. Another guy that I thought was interesting that didn't go was Jakai Polite out of Florida.
Yeah.
Another great edge rusher that will probably go second round that's going to get overlooked or he'll get overdrafted. He's got to be picked at the right spot. So, there's a lot of guys I'm looking down this list and I'm like, man. They didn't go. Jalen Jelks was another guy out of Oregon. Rock Ya-Sin out of Temple, a cornerback, was another guy that didn't go in the first round that is projected in a lot of first rounds. So, this really is kind of a wide open draft. I mean, this is really a draft that really could go any direction, and it's going to be so fun to watch and see how it unfolds.
Yeah, I think the top 12 guys, as far as talent-wise, are pretty set. I think those 10 to 12 are going to be about the same. I would be shocked if there are any, you know, outside names that end up in that range. But from about 12 to 13, from like that Miami pick on, there are a lot of guys that could be taken. And there's a lot of, you know, different things that can happen. Just to break this down for our listeners, based on the first round, we picked three QBs, one running back, the lone running back being Josh Jacobs, two wide receivers, three tight ends, six offensive linemen, 11 defensive linemen, two linebackers, traditional, I guess if you count Josh Allen, it's three, and then only 10 defensive linemen. I counted him as a defensive lineman because of edge rush, and then four DBs. And I think that you mentioned a bunch of defensive linemen that could have even been drafted. So I think sitting at 10 or 12 is probably the floor for defensive linemen in the first round. I can see it be even more than that.
Oh, it's such a defensive line heavy draft. It's ridiculous.
And with this, with, you know, all the players we mentioned not making our first round mock, that just means there's a ton of second round talent out there. That those first 20 picks of the round are going to be some very good players.
Oh, definitely. Daniel Wise. We're looking at Greg Gaines, Kalen Saunders, Charles Onuminu, Isaiah Bugs. I mean, we're looking at a lot of good defensive linemen that are going to be very, very talented guys that are going to go probably in the second round. So,
yeah, absolutely. I think, and I'll kind of say this before we end. I think the second round, I could see a lot of teams trading up into the early second rounds when a lot of this talent falls out of the first and you realize, hey, I can move up to 35 and have a shot at a guy like A.J. Brown or N'Keal Harry, or I can move up and get, you know, an Eric McCoy or DeAndre Baker, whoever it is. I think I could see some teams trading up from the later second round to the early second round, giving up maybe a third or fourth with it to get these guys that they see as first round talents, but that fell through.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yep.
A spot to look at. So, all right, Mitch, that's our mock draft. Do you have anything else you want to cover with this?
No, I think I'm good.
On a scale of 1 to 50, how excited are you for the NFL draft on the 25th of April?
About a 418.
Yeah, I could not. I think I'm at about a 256.
Oh, wow. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah. Because there's 256 picks in a draft. I get it. Yeah.
Exactly, Mitch. That's exactly right. Guys, thanks for sticking with us through this mock draft. This was a ton of fun. If you guys are anything like Mitch and I know you guys are listening to a ton of NFL draft podcasts and videos and analysis and articles and all that kind of stuff. We just hope to kind of give you our thoughts and our spin on this as we prepare for the NFL draft as well. Be sure, if you don't already, follow the Instagram at the Sports Hour Guys. I will be Instagramming all day on the 25th in anticipation for the draft, talking about what picks happen, giving you live reactions. So don't miss out on that. Be a part of the conversation with us and follow our Instagram.
That's absolutely right. Go follow our Instagram at the Sports Hour Guys. Go follow our Twitter at Sports Hour Guys. You can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts at, that whether that be Apple Podcasts, whether that be Spotify, whether that be Stitcher, wherever you listen to it, you can go follow us and listen to us. Leave a rating. Leave a comment or a rating. Tell us we suck. That's the only way we can get better.
That is right, Mitch. We appreciate you guys. We are just happy to do this. I just want to say, it's just nice to do this. We love doing this podcast. It brings a lot of joy into my life, and I know Mitch can say the same.
Absolutely.
So we just appreciate you guys for listening, supporting, and we will catch you next week.
See ya.